a professor in a secular college who would dare to say he does not believe in evolution will be fired. He'll be ridiculed. Won't work in the United States again, that's for sure. Not in a college. This has happened to people. We're in a bad time right now. I don't think believers... Do you know that in this country, pastors have been imprisoned for what they preach in their pulpits? Yeah? In Canada, if a pastor says homosexuality is wrong, they can throw him in jail. This is the age we live in. You see, it's not time to fool around. I think this country, I think this town is dead asleep. They don't take the Word of God seriously. They give it a wink and a nod, and they appease their conscience, but they don't take it seriously. If I'm going to be a Christian, it's going to be through the Word of God. Or I'm not a Christian. Or I may be born again, which, by the way, came through the Word of God. But I'm not a Christian. I don't care what I call myself. I may be a full-fledged, full-blooded member, card-carrying churchianity type. But I'm not a Christian. A Christian... somebody like Richard Wurmbrand or Billy Graham. If I'm going to be a Christian, I'm going to pay a price for it. Not just a price before God, but a price because they will hate you because they have hated me, and therefore they will hate you. I don't have to pay that price. That is my choice. But I won't be a Christian. I'll be born again. But I won't be a Christian. I may be a church member. There's a difference between being a Christian and being part of Christianity. There's a difference between living in the kingdom and having the kingdom live in you, and claiming the kingdom without the life of God. If the kingdom of heaven lives in me, it is only because the life of God was produced in me. Because the kingdom of heaven is a position of authority. Kingdoms are about authority. And without the life of God resident in a man, then that man will have no authority, and he will not experience the kingdom of heaven within him, even though he may be indwelled by all three persons of the Trinity. But the kingdom of heaven will have no manifestation. If I'm going to be a Christian, I need to make up my mind. I can't live in self-indulgence and be a Christian. It's not possible. Why? Because I won't stay in the fire. I like what Daniel said when they were leading into the furnace. Maybe we live, maybe we die, but my God is more than able. Not too bad. That was a Christian. It's like that story I told you just before we came to dinner. Richard Wurmbrand, who when he was released from prison, Richard Wurmbrand became one of the statesmen of the faith. And he went to a church service. And in this church service, as the pastor was speaking, he started to weep. And the pastor thought, wow, I must have really moved him. And so he was kind of proud of himself. And he came up to Richard Wurmbrand afterwards. I think it was Richard Wurmbrand. Maybe it was Dwight Moody. Might have been Dwight Moody. Anyway, the pastor came up to him afterwards and he asked him, you know, what in my sermon made you weep? And he looked at this pastor and he said, there was no presence of God here. God's not here. And he was weeping for the lack that the congregation was suffering. Be careful when you are older and the decisions that you have to make, that you decide for the presence of God. Do not evaluate by sight. Do not evaluate by what people say you ought to do. Evaluate by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Evaluate by the richness of the finished work gospel of Christ. Evaluate by the life of God, by the presence of God. See, that is one of the fruits of a place that has God's life. God's presence will be there. Not time to time, all the time. Time to time you can keep. I'm not a time to time believer. I'm not a time to time human being. I'm a full time human being who needs the full time presence of God. Be careful. Because in all honesty, the presence of God is not found in very many places. It's not in very many churches. It's not in very many homes. It's not in very many places. Be sure to go for the presence of God. Don't go for religion. Go for life. The life of God. Don't do things because you should. Do things, one, because you need. I need the word. I get the word because I need the word. I don't get the word because I should. Two, do things because they are right before God, even if you don't feel like it. If in doubt, always be kind. You cannot go wrong with God's character. If you're not in doubt, always be kind. Because you can't go wrong with God's character. Look for the heart of God. When something goes wrong in your life, look for God's purpose in it. Because there is one. Actually, because there is many. In all things, look for His purpose. Don't look at your circumstance. You'll get wounded, even if it's good. But look at Christ on the cross and keep your gaze on Him. Because if you gaze at Christ on the cross, you'll join Him there. And then you'll come down with Him in resurrection. Always consider another person first. Others. Live for others. If you live for yourself, then you live for very little. If you live for others in the character of God, then you've lived for Him. Never get legalistic. It'll lead you into sin. It may not be an overt sin, but it will be sin. Never get angry, because it's the equivalent of murder. If you are angry, then you will not deal with people after mercy. And if I don't deal with people after mercy, when I get to the Bema seat, God will not be merciful to me either. You see, if you withhold mercy, mercy will be withheld from you. If you judge with mercy, you will be judged mercifully. Always maintain purity. Don't allow anything into your frame of reference that is unclean, including that which comes off the TV, including that which comes over the stereo. Don't be fooled by things that are ungodly and worldly just because they call themselves Christian. There is nothing Christian about them except for their name. Don't try to preserve your flesh. It's going to kill you. If you preserve your flesh, you will not experience the life of God, and you'll destroy your emotions. Never react, either in your emotions or in haste. It's not God's character. Never make a decision quickly. If you are pressed to make a choice quickly, it's not God. God will never press you to make a choice quickly. He'll always draw you with the leading of the Holy Spirit. See, with His loving kindness, He has drawn me. If you're being pushed, it's not God. Never be intimidated by other people. They're made of dust. Never be intimidated by the world. They're going to hell. And you have the keys of eternal life. You have the words that can save a soul. So do not be intimidated by the world. Never be ashamed of the gospel. It is the greatest truth and the greatest power there is. It's like being the president of the United States and being ashamed of the presidency. It's like being a king and being ashamed of your throne. Always do what's right, even if it costs you, do right. Don't let your flesh tell you to do wrong. If your flesh tells you to do wrong, cast down disobedience with obedience. Avenge disobedience with obedience. Cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Never get condemned. It'll destroy your capacity for a walk with God. Always draw near to the heart of God and to the love of God, because that is who He is. And in John 17:3, by this we know that we have eternal life, that we know Him. Never agree with an accuser, even if his accusation is true. Because God doesn't accuse, He restores. Never listen to an accusation against another believer if the believer isn't there. See, God will hear it and He'll stand up for that believer. And in Romans chapter 2, He will impart those sins to me. And that believer will be completely exonerated. But I will not. Always be careful what you hear. Be careful what you say, because it's more than just people who are listening. There are angels from both kingdoms listening. Live your life like it's on a billboard, because it is. We are in a stadium, and there are grandstands filled with angels watching to see. Always live your life like you're practicing for a major evaluation, because you are. If you have the opportunity to be kind to someone, take it. Because if you give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, in the character of one who loves, then you will in no wise lose your reward. Never walk away from God. Because if you do, you walk away from life. The only way to lose with God is to quit. If I do not quit, I cannot lose. Why? Because we are more than conquerors. Never accept the projection that you are anything but entirely loved and entirely and completely, without reservation, accepted in the Beloved. If any accusation or any thought or any word or any projection comes that says you are not completely and entirely loved as you are in your state, and that you are anything less than completely accepted in the Beloved, it is a lie. Never confuse facts with truth. The Pharisees liked facts, but God is interested in truth. Always be humble. Because if you're not humble, you will not hear from the Holy Spirit, even if He speaks to you. If I am not humble, God will resist me. If I am humble, God will support me. Never be afraid of faith, even if there is no sight. That's why they call it faith. Faith is a better sight than sight, because faith can see the invisible. Sight cannot. See, by faith, right, faith is the conviction of realities unseen and the assurance of things hoped for. It's a conviction of the things that cannot be seen, because they are real. Always, always live in the awareness and the presence of God. Because you need to fellowship with Him moment by moment. Never withhold anything. Don't try to preserve anything of your own life, because you are in fact going to lose that which you preserved. Never be afraid to let it go, because God will give you better. As young people, don't date. How am I going to find a spouse? You know what? If God could create the universe, He can find you a spouse. Don't date. All you are doing is catering to your flesh. And you trade in people like you trade a pair of jeans. Don't date. Trust God for that area of your life. And if you trust Him, then He'll give you someone. And it'll be someone that He sent. You see, I don't know what is in your heart, but God does. And God will give me the right person. Be patient when you need to be patient. Don't keep company with those who don't love God, because they will take away your sweetness, and they will take away your fellowship with Him, and ultimately they will take away your life. Always seek God in everything, because then your steps are ordered by the Lord. He'll direct your path if you acknowledge Him. If you don't acknowledge Him, you're on your own. Never be afraid of anything, because God loves you. And if the Creator of the universe says He loves you, what's there to be afraid of? Never put anything ahead of the Word of God. Make that your first priority, because that's where your life comes from. If you serve, always serve out of the love of God. Don't try to serve otherwise. You'll get into a works program, even if it's nice and religious. Don't serve out of anything other than the love of God. It is better to not serve and be honest before God than to serve in a religious works program, trying to pour out from an empty cup, because you won't give anything and you'll just destroy what capacity you had. If you fail, never be afraid to come to Him. Even if you're in the midst of the failure, never be afraid to come to Him. The woman caught in adultery, although I don't think that was her intention, came to the Savior in the act. And the Savior cast away her accusers and forgave her. Never trade anything at the cost of God. Now that seems like an easy thing, like of course I wouldn't, but most people do. They don't even know they've given it away. And they don't actually usually trade, they just give. Oh, you see, I had this great church where they preached the Word of God, but I got a job elsewhere. Well, they have good churches elsewhere, don't they? Maybe not. Or maybe not the one I was called to. Never leave your call. Be sure to recognize your call, find your call, and then never leave it. Here's one a lot of people won't like. I don't mean in this room, but a lot of people won't like. If you find the man of God you are called to, and you are called to have him as your pastor, never leave that. Because he is the source where the anointing is coming through, and the person who will stand and introduce you to God as you approach the Bema Seat. It is his message that you will be accountable for as you are judged by the Word. If I can't be in church, and sometimes I can't and it's legitimate, maybe I'm sick, maybe I have to work, maybe I'm taking my family on vacation, those are legitimate. Always get away to hear the Word of God from that man. Not just from any man, from that man. Because that is the man in 2 Corinthians 4 who's going to be standing there presenting me as a chaste virgin to Christ. It's his message that I'll be accountable for. I will always be tested by that which came from the pulpit. God will test it. I notice that sometimes my pastor would preach something on Sunday, on Monday the test came. Was it real what you received in your heart? Did you actually receive it? Never become familiar with the Word of God, with God's people, with God's man, and with God's message. Never become familiar. Familiarity is essentially the sin of presumption. It's similar to tempting God. Why? Because it is saying, I don't really need anymore. In a way, familiarity is the road to poverty. So never become familiar. Whatever you do, always respond in God's character. And if you're too weak to respond in God's character, then don't respond at all. It's better that I keep my mouth shut than that I say the wrong words. Because I'm talking to a soul and I don't want to destroy it. I'm talking to someone's capacity. And I don't want to diminish it. So it's better that I not say anything at all than to say the wrong words. Don't be afraid to trust grace for people's lives. Because their lives are by grace. That's where they find life, is in grace. And if they fail, God will make them stand. Never be afraid of your own failures. Don't fail, but if you do fail, don't be afraid. Because you failed into God's hands. On the other hand, always have your words be seasoned with salt. Salt doesn't hurt, salt preserves. Never speak out of your emotions, because they don't have the capacity to think, and they may very well be responding to the wrong initiation. Never speak out of your emotions. If you're about to speak out of your emotions, shut your mouth. Then try talking. Never put anything ahead of the Word of God. Nothing. Not sleep, not food, not people, nothing. Nothing. You need the Word more. If there is anyone who would take you away from living right before God, that is to say, living in grace by the Spirit, receiving the Word in the right place, don't fellowship with them. Don't hang around them. Don't speak to them. Because it's better that you go into heaven lame than whole into hell. See, one of those applications for that verse, whereas if your eye offend you, it's talking about the body. If a believer in the body of Christ brings out a weakness in you, don't hang around that believer. If a believer in the body of Christ would make you stumble, don't hang around that believer. If a believer in the body of Christ would take you out of your call, don't hang around that believer. It's better that you cut them off and go into heaven lame than go whole into hell. You can't lose your salvation, but if you don't live according to every word of God, as Jesus said, and I don't mean by the law, but I mean by the Spirit producing fruit in you, then how do you know you're actually saved?